This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Fans of Pope Francis often mention his humility. They're impressed by the way he's shunned many of the outward trappings of his office. And they're using the Pope to take the measure of other church leaders. In the media, Archbishop John Myers of the Archdiocese of Newark, New Jersey, has been criticized for a sizable and expensive addition to his retirement home. Meanwhile, the Bergen Record and the New York Times have held up Myers' new co-leader, Archbishop Bernard Hebda, appointed by the Pope last fall, as someone who's more Francis-like, because he's been living in a dormitory at Seton Hall University. Archbishop Hebda joins us now from Seton Hall University. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Amy. Happy to be here.
You wrote in an op-ed in the Bergen Record that the lifestyle of a bishop has little to do with square footage. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes. I haven't had a whole lot of experience. I've been a bishop for about 4.5 years. And in my experience, a bishop is always working. He's never really home. And there really has little opportunity to enjoy some of those creature comforts that one might expect. And so it really wouldn't matter to me whether I was in a large home or a small dormitory room. I'm doing the same work.
You called in that op-ed the uproar over Archbishop Myers' retirement home a distraction. And perhaps it is compared to the 13 years of service Archbishop Myers has done that has not made headlines. Why do you think, though, it's made people so angry?
Well, I think two things. One would be certainly the very powerful witness of Pope Francis, who's calling all of us, not just bishops or priests, but all of us to be more attentive to the way that we use our resources. So I think that's certainly on our minds. And secondly, there are people that have a lot of other agendas as well. And certainly that it's an opportunity when you find a little chink in the armor. It's an opportunity to go in for the kill and to discredit some of the good things that somebody has done. I've known him for a long time, and I've really admired him. And I see the way that he lives, and what's portrayed in so many of the articles or in the comments really doesn't ring true to me. So that part of it's been very disturbing for me.
Pope Francis appointed you last fall as a coadjutor of the Archdiocese of Newark. Tell us about that role. What does that mean? What are you doing?
I'm glad you said coadjutor. Often I've heard coadjutor, which isn't such a good connotation, and co-adjuster. So co-adjutor just means somebody that's going to be helping. So in many ways, I have a very similar function to what an auxiliary bishop would have. But it's where it's different from a normal auxiliary is that we already know that I'm going to be the next archbishop whenever Archbishop Myers would retire.
So why were you named as a co-adjutor? I understand Archbishop Myers said that he had asked for the help. I know he denied this being some sort of comeuppance or rebuke from Pope Francis, but why? Why were you named to co-lead?
So often when a bishop is asking for help, if he's already beyond the age of 70, the Vatican might send a coadjutor because it does facilitate a smooth transition down the line, which we already know is in sight. And it's not really all that unusual in the United States for a large, complex diocese. I don't think there's any sense in which there's a comeuppance, as you spoke.
What changes has Francis prompted in you?
In so many ways, he calls all of us to be authentic. And so to let down the veneer and really to be willing to engage people one-on-one. I was at a gathering with Pope Francis last May, and many people there, and he was talking about the questions that he asks in a confessional. Mm-hmm. And he said the first question that he always asks is, do you give to the poor? Now, at that point, I was patting myself on the back because I had just given to a woman who was begging on the street. And then he said, did you touch his hand or touch her hand? And I'm thinking, no, I didn't do that. And then he said, and the third question I ask is, did you look them in the eye? And I realized that I hadn't. And so I think the Pope, with asking those kinds of questions, is really calling us not only as bishops or priests, but as faithful Catholics and Christians throughout the world to really relate to one another on that personal level and to see in those encounters an opportunity to share God's love. And the way that he does that is so true in his own life. That he really challenges us to imitate him in that regard.
coadjutor Archbishop Bernard Hebda of the Archdiocese of Newark, New Jersey. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Amy, for having me.